Chattanooga's Department of Education, Arts, and Culture is seeking volunteers to get involved with the Third Grade Reading Challenge, an initiative to improve literacy and awareness of social issues. I spoke with Missy Crutchfield to learn more about the project and the impact on our community. The Third Grade Challenge is directly related to a third grade literacy level, something that might improve the lives of everybody.
That's right, Rabbit. Third Grade Challenge just gets right to the point. It's a continuation of Education, Arts, and Culture's partnership about literacy and social issues, getting kids excited about reading while they're reading, just kind of sneak in these issues so they can troubleshoot without saying, gosh, if you read this book, kids, you'll learn about gang violence and the dangers of violence, or you'll learn not to do drugs or things like teenage suicide and alcohol and cigarette smoking, whatever. So instead of, you know, really getting in their face, we put a catchy kind of what's going on with some cool music and some great promos and connect Teen Scene and other folks and partners and get kids excited about these new books or bringing back old books like Diary of Anne Frank. And while they're reading, they're getting excited about books, love of reading. So at the end of the book, they're like, wow, I don't want to be in a gang, or wow, I didn't realize that teenage pregnancy, on and on and on. So we decided to go deeper and hit harder with this next level third grade challenge. And that's what it is. We're challenging folks, partners, kids to be at grade level at third grade. I'd love it if second graders could be at third grade reading level. But we've got some facts and it's pretty scary, but it's also exciting because if the majority of our kids aren't at grade level at third grade, then we know we've got to build more prisons. That's the scary part. The exciting part is, wow, as a community, if we could start dealing with this in Chattanooga and Hamilton County, and then it spreads across the country, if we started looking at preventive means. Think about prevention in the first place. And what does it cost to get folks to volunteer and read? What does it cost to get more books in school? What's the price of getting kids at grade level by third grade? Because if you can do that, then their success of being productive citizens, not ending up in prison, contributing, fulfilled lives, less crime because they're not out trying to rob somebody to get money to feed their kids because they've got a job. It flips the downward spiral up. So let's start with third grade or getting kids at third grade level before by third grade and then take it from there. We're all responsible. You know, it's time that we all stood up and stood together and said that the kids in one community or another, they are our problem. Because one kid that goes awry, one kid that gets out of control, doesn't stay in that one house or that one neighborhood. That out of control ripples out and we're all affected. So let's start here. Let's start now. Volunteer. Be part of a reading program. Go to Chattanooga.gov. Pick a center. Pick a community. Pick a school. You know, give us a call. We'll give you plenty of ideas. I think we're going to be bringing you in, Rabbit, because you have your own passion for reading and you dress up and do some real neat stuff too. So we want to get you part of this third grade challenge.
Children love new stories and they really do want to learn, but you've got to instill that desire to go a little bit further, especially in some neighborhoods. You've got just the opposite in their face. The smart kids are the ones that get picked on.
Yeah.
And it's just not cool to be sitting around reading. You should be doing something else. It's hard to get past that in the neighborhoods because that's what their peers are pressuring them with.
Positive peer pressure is part of the What's Going On. It's kind of a movement, Rabbit. When we got the What's Going On books 4 years ago, we coupled it with a radio program, putting book sections in high schools and middle schools and targeting one issue. And then the books represent a lot of issues. But just out of the gate, we said, you know, what's going on? And this first year, we're going to look at bullying. We've got to rally together and do something about it. So I've got that spirit. And I'm blessed to be over a department that gets to reach out and do these kinds of things and share and inspire others to, you know, we can make a difference. We can be the change. Here we are today. It's 2013, and we're pushing out with this third grade challenge, and we've got Season for Nonviolence, which we declared last September 2012 when Dr. Arun Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's grandson, was in Chattanooga, and we are a Season for Nonviolence beginning January 30th through April 4th, 2013. This is our first year. So, you know, Education, Arts, and Culture is reminding everybody about reading, about the importance of literacy, about the importance of tolerance.
If you want to get involved in volunteering during the third grade challenge, who would you contact?
Department of Education, Arts, and Culture, go to chattanooga.gov. You can go to EAC on Facebook. The Film Commission's part of the department as well, so we always connect the dots and put all our things, like the Bully movie connects with all the other EAC work, and we've had events in our facilities, and then we had a Film Commission premiere, and we did it in partnership with the Majestic. So, you know, you can check out any number of our sites, and they'll all roads will lead you to great ways to partner, but certainly you can start at chattanooga.gov and learn more about the wonderful things that are happening in the city of Chattanooga.
Be the change. Get involved. You can volunteer to read to children, listen to children read, sponsor library books, and participate in improving literacy through the Third Grade Challenge by contacting Education, Arts, and Culture online at chattanooga.gov. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.